Before I started the salon, I was once upon a time pursuing a career in the music industry, believe it or not, and really building momentum until I unexpectedly met my now husband and fell madly in love, and life threw me a really attractive curveball, which also involved the birth of our first child, Samuel. And at that time, I really just felt that the lifestyle and the career of a musician wasn't conducive to that of being a mum and devoting my heart and soul to my family and supporting my husband in his corporate career. So I really have always loved the creative arts and just exploring those creative aspects of my personality. And so I wondered what more or what else could I do in that space. And I really just felt that something that I'd always wanted to do is work in the aesthetics industry. I have a very clear memory of being a little girl and sitting in my hairdresser's salon, who's still my hairdresser to this day, and exclaiming to her audibly that one day I wanted to be just like her and have a space where people could come and leave feeling and looking great about themselves. Mm. So it's a simple vision. It's been in my heart for a really long time, and I'm super thankful that it's finally come to fruition. And we're 6 weeks young, and we're seeing lots of people coming in and enjoying the space and feeling that way as they leave. So,
yeah. I mean, it's a distinct approach to the beauty industry to think about how you can really make your clients not just look good and kind of like fit a particular trend, but actually personally really feel good and feel like you've empowered them through what you've done with their hair or their makeup, whatever the case may be. How do you kind of approach it that way or do that?
Yeah, look, it's a really good question, and it's one that I've personally internally wrestled with for many years, actually, because in my heart, beauty for me is in who people are. And working in an industry that is about how people look has seemed like a real contradiction in my own heart and in my own mind. But I'm a firm believer that you can't argue with the truth, and the essence of each person is what genuinely drives me. So for me, the art of creating hair colours and styles is my opportunity to better represent who somebody truly is on the outside based on getting to know them on the inside. And sometimes that's actually, it can be a catalyst for people if I sense that maybe they're ready to sort of push their own boundaries, step outside of their own comfort zones and really allow who they are to shine through. I'm able to sort of create that on the outside, and it ignites something. It starts something for them on the inside. However, often it works in the reverse, where somebody's just really in that zone and really comfortable in who they are, and it's such an honour to be able to represent that on the outside.
Yeah, it's a much more relational approach to the experience.
Absolutely. I don't know how to do it any other way, Laura.
I like it. I like that that's part of your style. And undergirding all of this as well, you have a personal Christian faith. How has that influenced your approach to your company and that very distinct work philosophy?
You know what, Laura? I think God is simple, and we complicate things. And the truth is that he's put something in my heart, a really strong desire that each person on this earth would shine. And I believe that he has created every individual on purpose and deliberately to be who they are. And, you know, through life and its trials, sometimes we lose sight of that and we get caught up with maybe what somebody may have spoken over us or what we tend to see over ourselves, which just isn't the truth. And so what happens here at Aesthetic Artisan Group is a space and a place and a moment in time where my heart is to speak life, to speak truth, to speak encouragement, to speak hope over each person, to speak what I honestly see and what I sense over each person, and just believing that those words have got power and that they will cut through, and that that cut through might not happen instantaneously, but that it's a seed of hope that I believe God will water as that person goes out into the world. And I love that often my business is repeat business. So that person comes back and it becomes a journey. And I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity to be able to just speak that over people, speak life over people. And I kind of get this vision of each person going out into the community as a little glowworm, a little light, and all of those little lights become a big light. And that's just God's glory, just over the earth and over the local community.
So, one big glowworm party. I like the visual that you've created there.
Thank you. I'm glad you're feeling it.
When people go into your salon, you mentioned earlier that this has obviously been a long-standing dream for you and those early memories with your hairdresser. When you go up the stairs of Aesthetic Artisan Group, you see the white floorboards and the gorgeous dark curtains, and you've really created a great look there. But there's also these three pictures up the stairway. Can you describe those for us? What's their story?
They have a story. They have seen a very long journey of patience. So I'm really glad you asked about those. They are my prized possession here in the salon. And when you've been given a vision in your heart, some people get it at an older age. I was very fortunate to get it at a young age and didn't really recognize it, I think. But it's kind of been this thing within me, this life within me, and there have been times throughout my journey where it's kind of kicked me like a baby kicks a pregnant mom and given me a bit of a wake-up call. And so my young family and I were holidaying on the Gold Coast, gosh, probably about 10 years ago now, and I've always had a real passion for art and particularly local community art, and there was this quaint little art gallery up there, and so I dragged my husband in, and he's quite used to that. And there was a series of three captivating charcoal sort of portraits, female faces, all in a row, not very large, but all in a row. And each face had a different splash of brightly coloured watercolour hair. And straight away, without a shadow of a doubt, despite whatever the price tag was going to be, and thankfully it wasn't too damaging to the bank account.
Excellent.
I knew I had to have them, so I bought them as a statement of faith and a declaration just to God, really, that I trusted that that dream would one day come to fruition, because it was his dream for my life. Mm. And those poor three girls have had to find a place in our residential homes over the years, and they've finally got somewhere to really call home. And it's really nice to have them lining the staircase as people come through.
Yeah, how does it feel actually seeing them hang on a wall in your very own salon when that's what you first envisaged them doing all those years ago?
It just feels right. It just feels kind of like that sigh that you get when you get to the end of something that's been a long journey, a journey of faith and a journey of trust and a journey of patience is probably the loudest word of those three, where, you know, they are where they're supposed to be, and it just feels right, and there's a lot of peace attached to that.
May many more people walk through those stairways or up those steps and see those paintings, Sarah.
Thank you, Laura. I hope so. Everybody is welcome.
No worries. It's such a great pleasure talking to you, Sarah Castillo. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Laura. Thank you so much.